In most of Virginia, the local law enforcement agency is the sheriff's office. So if lawmakers move forward with the Senate's approach on civilian review boards, they won't get any new oversight. John Jones at the Virginia Sheriff's Association says sheriffs already have civilian oversight.
Sheriffs, as elected constitutional officers, are constantly under review, and we think the election is the ultimate citizen review board.
But that election comes once every 4 years, and in many cases, sheriffs run unopposed. Delegate Jeff Bourne says he's not really sure that's the same kind of civilian review outlined in the House version of the bill.
I wonder how and why an aggrieved party should have to wait, or a locality should have to wait, if in year one of a term something goes terribly wrong with one of the sheriffs or their deputies, why should have to wait for 4 years until the elections to cast a vote either for or against the incumbent.
House and Senate Democrats are at an impasse on the issue. House members are pushing to include sheriff's offices in civilian review boards, and senators are insisting that they be excluded. Ultimately, a compromise is likely to be struck in a conference committee that won't be open to the public or the press. Michael Pope,